All right, so let's actually go on and talk about this issue. This is one of the most common questions we get from oncologists in practice. A common scenario, the patient's had a great response to an upfront TKI. Now they're having disease progression, they're still stable, you know, maybe it's on imaging. And to start that discussion, Dave, can you present your 68-year-old lady?
Sure. This is a 68-year-old white female, and she presented with dyspnea on exertion and a dry cough. CT showed a right upper lobe mass and mediastinal adenopathy and a liver lesion. The liver lesion was biopsied and showed exon 19 deleted adenocarcinoma consistent with lung. She was started on this clinical trial with erlotinib bevacizumab, as we just discussed, and had a fantastic response, near complete resolution of everything. And this lasted for more than a year when we saw an enlarging right upper lobe nodule that was clearly in a different location than the primary tumor.
Before you go on, I actually want to see what people would do at this point, but how did she tolerate the erlotinib-bev combination?
Absolutely no problem, worked full-time, asymptomatic.
So Jeff, you have this lady who's going on a trial, gotten erlotinib-bev, now is having progression. What would you be thinking, and would you re-biopsy her?
In an asymptomatic patient, I don't act too quick at time of progression. I look for clinical trials. I pursue a biopsy towards getting on one of those clinical trials, but I'm not quick to switch therapy or start chemotherapy as long as they're asymptomatic. Sometimes waiting a month or two will help me find a clinical trial or make a biopsy more feasible. And so in these patients, in my current practice, I'll routinely re-biopsy, trial or no, and try to use those results to pick the next therapy.
And outside a trial setting, how is the biopsy going to affect your choice of treatment?
The most rare finding, but striking, is finding small cell transformation. I don't anticipate you would find that here, but you don't find it unless you look for it. And otherwise, finding T790M helps you steer a patient towards one of these emerging drugs, which are going to be part of our standard therapy in the year ahead.
How about if I say, and we're saying this more and more now the last couple of years in oncology, that for real, the best option, there is no option outside a trial that's anywhere near as good as going on a trial, agree or disagree, in this situation?
Chemo works for these people, but I don't think it works as well as these new trial therapies. And so that biopsy can create opportunities for your patient.
I guess, you know, I hate to say this kind of thing, but, you know, always thinking about if it were you, what would you want to do? And, you know, it kind of reminds me before ibrutinib was, you know, approved. You ask any clinical investigator, you know, CLL, whatever, they wanted to get ibrutinib because they already seen what was going on. We're going to talk about the next generation TKIs, but what happened with this lady?
So it was interesting that she had bulky mediastinal disease, Hyler disease, liver disease at presentation, yet none of that was progressing. And this nodule grew from 5 millimeters to 2 centimeters. And I, again, kept her on the trial just because her RECIST response was still there because her measurable disease had shrunk. She was asymptomatic.
Did you ever think maybe this could be a second primary?
We did, and especially after we biopsied it, and it did not have an EGFR T790M mutation, and it also did not have the EGFR exon 19 deletion.
And so, did it look histologically like the
original?
Yes,
it was an adenocarcinoma. It looked very similar to the original tumor. And so I said, well, could this be a second primary in this never-smoking woman, which would be a little strange, or could we have missed the exon 19? Or I didn't know what was going on.
Well, maybe Corey does. What was going on?
I'm convinced that frequently we're seeing different clones, even within the same tumor, and maybe what you have here. If you excised it, you're done. I would continue the erlotinib and bevacizumab. If it was just a biopsy, I would probably use selective stereotactic radiation to this lesion and continue the erlotinib and bevacizumab. If it went from 5 to 7 millimeters, I would have sat tight. But 5 to 20 millimeters, I would have done something.
Mark, you agree with this approach of local therapy?
Absolutely. I think it's very tough to make any kind of blanket decision on a patient like this. And David clearly points out how this was a solitary issue. And if after a thorough evaluation, whether it's a metastasis, frankly, or it's a new primary, we would still go after a local therapy. Which local therapy? That's a whole other discussion, but I would definitely go after a local therapy and then restart the person on the Bev and the erlotinib.